This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Native advocate is welcoming the Washington football team's announcement Monday. The team will be retiring the R-word name and logo. According to a statement, team owner Dan Snyder and coach Ron Rivera are working to develop a new name and design. Native advocate Amanda Blackhorse has been part of the Change the Name movement, including involved in litigation for 15 years over the team's use of the R-word.
Well, I'm very excited and happy that the team decided to retire the name and logo. This is has been a long, long time coming, and I'm glad that it's finally happening. I wish that they will continue to be aware of stereotyping of Native people, and that in the rebranding, they will stay away from using any Native names or Native themes.
The team announced in early July a thorough review of the name following pressure from funders and renewed calls to drop the name amid racial justice rallies being held across the country. Blackhorse credits the Black Lives Matter movement for helping raise awareness of the Washington, D.C. NFL team name.
I think that really opened up a lot of people's eyes to racial injustice and systemic racism. And, it's a great time, but we also must remember those who have been murdered because, you know, of racism and white supremacy. And we have to be mindful of that.
Native advocates, including Blackhorse, say the work to change Indian mascots and logos in professional sports and in schools is not over, as renewed calls for the Kansas City football team to drop its Indian mascot and also in professional baseball and hockey. Tribal leaders are pressing U.S. lawmakers to pass key water legislation as communities struggle with water issues, which have increased due to COVID-19. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Tribes across the nation are in desperate need of clean drinking water. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez recently told House lawmakers that tribes need Congress to step up.
This life-saving legislation is one House vote away from becoming a reality.
Nez urged the House to pass the Indian Waters Rights Settlement Extension Act, which would provide more than $200 million for safe drinking water, a bill that sailed unanimously through the Senate. Vaughn Sharp is the president of the Quinault Indian Nations and the affiliated tribes of Northwest Indians.
In addition to climate change, tribal communities experience environmental disparities involving lack of access to clean and safe drinking water. The EPA Safe and Clean Drinking Water State Revolving Funds are important mechanisms for addressing these issues.
Still others say private investments are vital too. Here's Pilar Thomas, a lawyer with Arizona's Pasquayaki Tribe.
There has been little to no private sector investment in tribal renewable energy projects that directly serve tribal communities, and tribes have lagged behind other governments in attracting outside capital through public-private partnerships.
Tribal leaders are calling on officials in Washington to get over their partisan disagreements and include money for Indian country's drinking water needs in the next coronavirus stimulus package. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota announced over the weekend it was limiting access to the Swift Bird community due to COVID-19 as testing and medical care is being provided. Last week, the tribe issued a mandatory face covering order to slow the spread of the virus. Other emergency COVID-19 safety measures will continue as positive cases on the reservation reached 38 as of Sunday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.